The Burt Show.
My morning mental routine is pretty similar every single day, but not today. So this morning when I woke up, and much like every other day, what I normally do as soon as my eyes open now, I have trained myself to immediately, first thing I do is go into gratitude mode, right? And I will call it what you will. I pray. I pray to God and I thank him. I got healthy kids, right? Career is flourishing. I work with people that I genuinely like a lot, right? I had a something happened in the gym yesterday that I'll share with you guys later that really warmed my heart also. So I usually do that every single morning. However, this morning was different. When I opened my eyes, the first thing was a curse word. It was actually the second word. It was, F. Thinking that around 7:20 this morning, two of the four of us are going to have to be outside almost naked in what appears to be, I think, 18-degree weather.
Oh, no, my car said 14 on the way in this morning.
14-degree weather. Mm-hmm. So let me give you a little insight. We're on these brainstorming sites for radio people, right? And we share ideas, they share idea. One came across our eyes.
Yours.
My eyes. which could have been poo-pooed, I guess. That was, what are we calling it, the face-off?
The freeze face-off.
Freeze face-off, which we're going to do this morning. And I think it came from like a morning show in Wisconsin or something like that, where it's cold 11 months out of the year. They get 4 weeks to be by a pool. And the rest is just 100% winter.
The rest are wearing parkas.
So it seemed like a really fun bit at the time. And the bit was, two of the hosts go downstairs. They probably have a show much like ours also, except theirs is called The Breakfast Club. Hi, welcome to The Breakfast Flakes, everybody, from Wisconsin. And two of the four hosts go downstairs. They take pop culture questions, and whoever misses one of the questions, gets it wrong, has to take off one piece of clothing.
And if you get it right, the person you're going against has to take off a piece of clothing.
Seemed like a really great idea at the time. Oh my God, this would be so fun. So I send it to these guys. We all take a look at it in our brainstorming, and I didn't hear too many complaints about it. I mean, there were some yawns.
Those were the complaints.
Don't forget, your name is on the show.
Well, there have been plenty of times where I come in here with an idea, and you're like, nope. All of you guys are like, no.
That is accurate.
No. There was no hard no on this one. It was more of a, okay, we got to do what we got to do. It's radio.
It seems pretty harmless.
No, it doesn't now. No, it really doesn't. On game day, it's very, very different. So as I look around the studio this morning, it's really pretty funny. Because I have about, I don't know, 76 pounds of clothes in the left corner of the studio that I will get into if I am chosen today. Kristen came in here. I mean, you tell them what you're wearing.
I'm already wearing mine because it's on average 64 degrees in the studio. So I'm like, maybe today I'll actually be warm in the studio. So I have my one-piece bathing suit on, my thermal underwear, my hoodie. I have tights and then pants over top of that. I'll wear my thick socks and my thickest shoes.
Now, keep in mind, Kristen doesn't even know she's going to be competing yet today.
No,
Mo doesn't know. Abby doesn't know. I don't even know. Oh. But Mo walked in here looking like he's set to go outside right now.
I'm ready to go. I got on a t-shirt under a thermal, under a hoodie. I wore a jacket over the hoodie. I got on some pants, two pair of pants, and some tights and trunks. I'm dressed exactly how my mother used to send me to middle school when it got cold.
In the middle of New York City. Yeah. All right, Abby?
For me, well, first of all, I thought we had agreed on everyone wearing the exact same amount of clothing. So I only wore what was on the list.
Yeah.
So I got my bathing suit on. I got a sports bra on over it. Mm-hmm. I got my bike shorts on over the bathing suit. Mm-hmm. I have my new matching track suit from Amazon, which I panic bought over the weekend when I saw it was going to be 13 degrees. Today, I've got my compression socks on from a nose job, and I've got some gloves in my bag, so I'm ready to go.
Oh yeah, I got my gloves too. I forgot about that.
Yeah, and I think the rules are the same. You said 10 pieces of clothing, and it was very specific: gloves, socks, a couple of pairs of pants, couple of t-shirts, bathing suit for the women to go under, dude down to either a bathing suit or their drawers, mm-hmm. socks, shoes, jacket.
Correct.
So we're all wearing the same amount of clothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just some of us are wearing it now.
Yes. No, we all are, except for you.
Yeah, I'm not. I got a whole wardrobe I am changing into. I figured, look, if I'm not selected, I don't want to be in the studio all morning long in that hotness, even though it is so cold in here.
Oh, no, I actually feel almost warm.
I was with Kristen. I'm like, yeah, I think actually this will work better for the studio.
The thermometer in the studio says it's colder than it's ever been. It says it's 60 degrees. Normally it's around like 64.7.
They've tried to explain to us why they can't put heat in here, and I think the truth is they are just hoping that we break our contracts.
There's no vents. Isn't that a part of it?
Because none of the reasoning makes any like engineering sense to us at all.
Well, there's no heating vent, but we're trying to say, well, there's got to be heating a unit, right? Like there has to be like a giant tube that puts heat in the rest of the building. So can't we take one of these ceiling tiles out and just put a vent into one of like the existing giant pipe that's going through? But yeah, no.
You know, I've seen enough like old movies about New York and Philly where they put a steel drum or a garbage can in like in the road, uh-huh, and there's like six guys around it because there's a fire in it.
Yes.
Which I have proposed we do in here.
Yeah.
Okay. We need to do something.
Well, if we don't have vents, there's no ventilation for the smoke. So I'm going to go ahead and say that's not a great idea.
I mean, choose what you want to die from. Hypothermia?
I want to die
or smoke inhalation.
From heated blankets that they won't let us plug in.
Right. Same.
Okay, so Cassie, this will be on Insta Live. Where are we doing this today?
We are filming it, so we will have a video posted up on Facebook. Actually, I like the idea of going live better. We're going to go live.
Oops.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks for suggesting that. So don't mess up.
Okay.
Facebook Live?
Yep. We'll do Facebook Live.
I cannot guarantee that curse words will not come out of my mouth, but you do you.
We are on the radio.
I don't know when you're panicking like that. That's like asking me like not to cuss when the plane is going down.
Gotcha, Tommy.
You're piloting the plane.
I'll be ready.
I'm sorry. Every man and woman for himself if I'm the pilot.
Sorry, you guys at 32C. You're on your own.
You better not be working for Alaska Airlines. That's all I gotta say.
That's the best case scenario, that just one door.
One door.
The Burt Show.
All right, Abby, there is a woman in your neighborhood that you know as fact that hates you, but you can't avoid her anymore.
Oh, yeah. I never thought a middle-aged woman from the burbs would stand between me and eternal happiness, other than, like, maybe my mom. But I live in this apartment complex in this really bougie neighborhood. So all the houses around me, emphasis on I rent an apartment in a bougie neighborhood, they're all, like, in the millions. And there's a very specific type of person that lives in this neighborhood. And so every other night, I usually go for a walk in this park that's nearby. It's my peaceful time. I put in a podcast. I listen to some Taylor Swift. It's a great time. And so I go out there to be alone with my thoughts. But it's January, and it's, everybody's out in this park. And I'm seeing a lot of these neighbors with this very specific type of attitude where they're like, I pay property taxes. I can take up this entire sidewalk if I want. And it just feels a little not conscientious of the other people that are out in this park. So one day I'm going for a walk. I'm turning on Taylor Swift or whatever. And I hear someone's like right up on me behind me. And I know that they're right up on me behind me because A, I can feel their breath on my neck, and I can also hear their phone conversation through my headphones. That's how close this person is. So I'm like, okay, they'll probably pass me. It'll be fine. 5 minutes goes by. They don't pass me. I'm walking. I'm a little annoyed. I'm trying to speed up. And then this person speeds up and gets right up on me to my left. So now we're walking side by side. And I'm like, what's going on here? Like, why will they not just pass me? Another 5 minutes goes by. They finally get in front of me. But instead of passing me and putting some distance between us like a normal person, they just get right in front of me to where I'm right on their heels. And I'm like, you know what? It's an older woman. You know what? Maybe she just needs a little bit more time. 5 minutes goes by. She doesn't pass me. So now I'm all mad because my peaceful time has been interrupted. So I speed in front of her and I'm putting some distance between us. I'm like, hey, get back on my walk. A couple minutes goes by. She starts shuffling very loudly behind me, gives me a dirty look, passes me, but gets right in front of me again. And I'm like, why do you want me to be on your heels? Like,
is this road rage in the park with walking?
It's literally neighborhood road rage.
That's so, like Saturday Night Live skit right there.
It is.
Where you get walking rage.
So I put my blinker on, and I get right up on her. I look at her, give her a dirty look, pass her, put 4 yards between us, because I do not want this anymore. Keep walking. She speeds up.
No way.
One more time, she gets right up on me, gives me a dirty look, gets right in front of me, and I do a loud angry sigh. I'm like, because I'm just trying to enjoy my walk here.
You'll show her. Yeah, good for you.
What am I going to do? Brawl with this woman in her 70s?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
At some point. You got to do what you got to do.
Of course you should. You're not going to lose that fight.
So at this point.
You take all the fights you know you can win.
You don't take anybody under 70.
She might lose it.
I really could. And it's cold enough out there that I can't feel my hands. And I wouldn't be able to throw the kind of punch that I would want to throw in that situation. So anyway. I finished my walk. I go home. The next couple of days, I am terrified to go for a walk because the day after that, I saw her. She gave me the dirtiest look. I'm surprised she didn't flip me off. I think she would have if she wasn't in her 70s. If she was like any younger, like in her 50s, 40s, she would have been spicy enough.
If she had the energy to actually raise that middle finger. But she's in her 70s. That takes too many calories.
She ruined all of her energy passing me on that walk because apparently she just likes to be right up on people on the sidewalk. So the next couple of days, I'm like, I do not want to go for my walk. I do not want to see this crotchety-ass woman giving me the invisible finger because that's how it feels every time I see her.
Oh, the invisible finger.
Until one day, I'm out for a walk. I see the crotchety-ass woman. I cry a little bit and I get on my way. I speed up. I like to start running because I'm like, I gotta get away from this lady. And then somebody comes up on me from behind me and I'm like, not this bee again. And then all of a sudden they get in front of me, but this time I'm not mad that they're right in front of me because it's a man, shirtless, floppy brown hair.
Okay, that's your speed right there.
It's my kryptonite, and I'm like, oh, hello, sir.
Nice and tall for you?
Well, he might have been like 5'11", but I'm willing to make some concessions because he looks good with his shirt off. So I'm going on my walk, and I'm like, oh, this is a nice view. He pulls over to the side. He's taking a breather, and he's kind of bent over, and he's like huffing and puffing, and we lock eyes. And it's a magical moment, but I kind of freak out. I don't say anything because I'm on my walk. I'm not in. I kind of look how I look now where I'm just like in my sweats and I don't really look super like, you know, it's not how I want to meet my future husband. So I'm like, maybe I'll see this guy out again. Next day, I go for a walk, see the crotchety ass woman. And then in the exact same spot, same guy passes me. But instead of getting right in front of me, he goes a little bit farther down the road and he turns around. So now he is running full on backwards and we're staring at each other. And my internal monologue is just like, do I say something? And this time, normally, so there's a fork in the road. And last time he had passed me and I had turned the other way. This time he goes down the exact same route that I had gone down. And then he pulls over to the side, starts huffing and puffing, and we lock eyes again. And I don't say anything this time.
Oh, no.
And so I know that I cannot miss out on these walks. I cannot let this crotchety-ass woman who gives me the invisible finger every time I see her out, I cannot let her stop me from missing true love. Because if I don't see this man again and I don't have the balls to make a move, I might never find true love.
Yeah.
Yep, we got to get rid of her.
I got to get rid of her. Yeah. I got to brawl her.
That escalated quickly.
That wasn't the solution to Orlando.
Tonight she's sleeping with the fishes.
I can hire someone for it.
I'm not saying kill her, but I mean, push her into the bushes. She's going to have a tough time getting up.
It'll take her at least 2 weeks to get a out of here.
No, she's got her life alert. She just hits that, and bam, somebody's there.
That's a good point.
Now iPhones will notify, like, 911 if you fall down, so that can't work. We'll brainstorm it.
Yeah. Okay. Next break.
The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
The man starring in Michael Jackson's biopic has no major film or TV creds on his roster, but he's not totally new to the industry, and he's not even totally new to the Jackson family because Michael Jackson's nephew is going to be starring in the biopic that comes out in April of 2025. So it's going to be called Michael, and it's set to be released on April 18th, 2025. It starts production next week. Graham King from Bohemian Rhapsody is producing it, along with the co-executors of Michael Jackson's estate. It's going to be a, quote, riveting and honest portrayal of the brilliant yet complicated man who became the king of pop. I actually saw a podcast interview with his son, Prince Jackson. He apparently was a part of the process, and he gave his stamp of approval on the Hot Boxing podcast.
So what was interesting for me, you know, I spent a lot of time speaking with Graham about the man that I knew as my father, which is not the king of pop, is not, you know, the Michael Jackson. It was daddy to me. And he went and he met with all these other people who, you know, from my family members, his brothers, my uncles, to people who toured with him, traveled with him, worked for him. And after I read the first draft of the script, I called him because I was crying after it. I told him that he had the most authentic picture of my father. And I learned a lot, not that I learned anything new about my dad, because it was all the iconic moments, which is very difficult to do, right? There's so much history.
You probably never knew anyone else knew that.
Yes. And the person that I knew, it kind of was like a light bulb for me, in the sense that it put into effect how the man that I knew was the way he was because of his whole life story.
I feel like it's got to be bittersweet as the son of somebody who's now passed. You kind of get to relive all these moments that you weren't around for. So it's exciting that you get to, in some way, be a part of it. But I can imagine it's going to be kind of hard to see him on set.
Sure. I'm just trying to think of a scenario where, like, if this was accessible to everybody, right, that you could see the movie of your parents' life, would you want to see it or not? I would. My dad and I were estranged for a really long time, so I don't know why he's as screwed up as he was. But I would really like to see that movie and find out where my grandparents jacked him up. But would you guys want to see that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think it would just give, and like you said, an incredible insight. I mean, and I have a great relationship with my parents, and my dad is no longer with us. So to see his upbringing in Dayton and what he went through in Vietnam, that would be incredible. Mm,
sure.
It's going to show everything, all the good, all the bad.
Yeah.
All the, I don't think so.
No.
Nah.
No sex scenes, though. Won't see the moment you were conceived.
No. Okay. That's okay. For some odd reason, I think it would be easier to watch of my dad's life, but not my mom's life. I know my mom been through a lot of things I wouldn't want to know or I have to rewatch.
Really?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do it.
Okay.
I just think my parents' life would be kind of boring to watch. My parents both grew up in the suburbs. You know, they went to school and they went to college. What I would like to see, though, is my parents attended the University of Florida at the exact same time, but they never met. I think it'd be really interesting to see. Did they cross paths at fraternity parties? Because I know my mom would go to fraternity parties at my dad's fraternity. So I think it'd be really funny to see like where they cross paths, where they could have met but didn't. So
I love that idea. That's a really good idea for a movie.
I know, right? So somebody produce it, I'll gladly watch it.
Do we know what era of Michael Jackson they're going to be showing? Like from what years?
I think it's just going to be his entire life. The one thing they didn't specify is whether or not they were going to get into the sexual assault allegations. Mm-hmm. But I think it'll probably be a very comprehensive look at his life. All right, this might be the one good thing for AI and music in the music industry to partner up for. So Flava Flav just released a new song. That's news I never thought I'd report on.
Really?
Flava Flav.
Flava Flav.
Yeah, boy. Well,
Public Enemy has put out music over the years. They still exist.
They still put music out?
Yeah.
Enough Mo to know about it.
Yeah.
If a tree falls in the forest and nobody's there, did it really fall?
No clue.
Well, this is really interesting. So he released a new song. It's called Everywhere Man. It features his Public Enemy partner, Chuck D. And while there's a song in English, it's actually been translated into 27 different languages using AI.
When I say Flavor of Love had a hold on me back in the day.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I loved that show.
The whole country was into it.
I was obsessed.
It was a big deal.
All right. A former bachelor says he's in the middle of a six-figure lawsuit about if he's the father of his one-night stands twins. It's on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Give yourself some grace. You go on a family trip. Let's say you have three kids and you come back with two of them. You know what? Your percentage is pretty good. I mean, if you're playing baseball, that's like a Hall of Fame statistic right there.
Well,
if you get two out of three hits. So if you lose one kid, you're still doing all right. You're still fine. Don't beat yourself up too much about it.
Not sure the analogy works here.
I do think that we live in a society where perfection only puts stress on you.
True.
And is overvalued. Uh-huh. So if you could just keep your percentages high of not losing people while you're on vacation, I think you're fine, which is what Mo is going to have to exercise here because he lost a friend on vacation.
That's kind of true.
Did you lose a friend or did a friend lose you?
The friend lost me.
Okay. Mm. Mm-hmm.
And by me, I mean us. And it was seven of us on this trip. So the numbers are even better when you crunch the numbers in this one.
Yeah.
Six people were still there at the end of the trip. One was gone.
I'm just trying to make you look better and skirt accountability. So you're welcome.
And I thank you.
Cassie, quick math, because you went to Emory and I went to San Diego State. If you said seven? So if six of the seven come back, what's that percentage?
85%.
That's fine.
Which,
full disclosure, I had to use Google Calculator.
You did that really fast.
Thanks.
Yeah, 85 is fine.
And in this case, there were no kids involved. These are all full developed adults.
Okay.
So if you get lost, I feel like that is completely on you, but y'all may feel different after this story. So we all go to Costa Rica to celebrate.
Now, lady's birthday, right?
Right.
How was it?
It was great. It was awesome. It was an amazing weekend. I actually want to go back to Costa Rica really bad.
What'd you get her?
Well, the trip was a huge part of it.
Did you pay for her portion of the trip?
Yes.
Wow.
I had to get her something else?
No.
No, that's
funny. Okay. No, I thought she decided this is where she wants to go. So she, you know, she paid her way, but you paid for your lady to go to Costa
Rica. Yeah, it's her birthday.
Okay.
Is it ever the other way around?
Right? I don't know. I'm shocked by the shock.
Do people split that kind of thing?
I mean, in the past when we've done when I did like my 40th in the Grand Caymans, we got the house for everybody.
Huh. Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm about to ask her for half. She got it good. But no, yeah. So we all were celebrating. And if you've never been to Costa Rica, it's, there's a lot of roads. Like there's a lot of driving. There's a lot of roads, and you can easily get lost. And one of the things I love about Costa Rica that I've never experienced is the freedom that you have with ATVs. You can rent your own ATV. You can travel around with ATVs or golf carts. You don't have to do Uber all of the time. And that was one of the best parts of the trip.
If you've never been to Costa Rica before, there is something really special about that country. They call it Pura Vida, or it's the pure life, right? And even though there are a ton of tourists that go down there, mostly they have maintained like this really beautiful spirit of the whole country where you just sort of feel bohemian while you're down there and free while you're down there. So a lot of the roads that Mo is talking about aren't very well marked.
No.
And which makes it kind of awesome.
Yes, right? It does. Yes. And unless you get lost, that is the only thing. So we did this ATV tour, which was like the best ATV tour I've ever done, because all of the ATV tours I've done have been like you're in the same area. You're kind of just going around in circles. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's cool. But this one was different because you're actually driving to all of the locations that you're going. So you're in the street, and then you're going back into these dirt paths, and then you got the river on one side of you. It's amazing. So the guy tells us from the very beginning, he's like, all right, we have to be strict about this because it's really easy to get lost. And there's seven of us. And he's like, obviously, y'all are going to all be behind me. So if you're like the last one or the last two, it's even more important that you pay attention to all of the turns and everything that we're doing.
Oh, man, the tour guide didn't have another tour guide like pulling up the rear.
No.
Yeah, that's always the safe one.
Yeah.
Right, where you're wedged in between two.
That's how it should have been. So no, not in this case. And he's on like this really cool motorbike and the rest of us are on ATVs like right behind him. So obviously you're supposed to signal, and then each person signals, and that's how you make sure that everybody is good with what we're doing. And the people in the back, I was third. So I don't know what's going on with six and seven. That's not my business. I'm 1, 2, 3, everything behind me, that's somebody else's business. So we're driving, and at first, we're cool. We end up going to like a beach, and then we have a couple drinks. And in my mind, I'm like, should we have had a drink? Because we kind of really are driving these ATVs. Like, we're actually in the streets with cars and stuff. But I don't think anything of it. Fine, right? We're driving. And then at some point, I see my guy kind of pulling up on the left side of me. And he's not supposed to do that. The guy made very clear instructions to, like, stay in the lane. But he's, like, feeling himself. I can see it. He's revving the engine. He was scared to even get on the ATV at first. Now he's feeling himself. He's revving the engine. He's pulling up. And I'm looking at him like, what are you doing? We're not supposed to be racing.
About to pop a wheelie.
But, yes, he's having the time of his life. So I'm like, whatever. So then we keep driving, and he kind of goes back into the back. And then immediately I see the tour guide turn, and then he turns again, and then he just makes a U-ey and starts zooming to the back. So as soon as he does that, I'm like, it's my guy. I know it is. I just know it is. So I turn around to try to figure out what's going on. And everybody is kind of trying to pulling up now to each other to figure it all out. And they're like, yeah, we lost Key. We don't know where he is. So I'm like, for how long? They're like, yeah, we don't know. So I'm like, we've been driving all this time. Now, mind you, again, this is not like we've made a lot of turns. We're zigzagging. We're really driving through like Costa Rica.
You're like in the jungle of Costa Rica.
Yes. And nobody knows the last time they saw him. So he's like, the guy's like, everyone stay here. And he zooms off. So he comes back in about maybe I would say three to four minutes. And he's like, I didn't find him. So y'all stay here. And then we're going to go look. And so we literally are sitting there. We cannot find this man at all for at least 10 minutes. We have no idea where he is, where he ended up, where he went. So we're just kind of standing in this like jungle looking at monkeys just swing from the trees, like just waiting to see if he's ever going to make it back. And then finally, after about 20 minutes, he finds him and he's back. And apparently he was like, I don't know what he was doing, but it stalled out.
and he was trying to yell to everyone that I stalled out, but he had like face coverings on, and he was like,
"Well, yeah, if you're pulling up the rear, you got everybody's dirt coming back up in your face."
So he like he went extra with it. Yeah. I mean, he really like it was ridiculous,
he was like mummified.
Yes, exactly. So no one could hear him. So he stalls out and just decides to get out. So the guys like when he pulled up to go get him. He's in like a bar, just like.
It took him so long.
Yes. He pulled over on the ATV and just went and just started hanging out with the locals. Like, we're sitting there panicking, thinking we're never going to see him again. Meanwhile, no, he was just chilling in the bar waiting for someone to find him.
Hey, your percentage was still high, man.
It was high.
It was
still one person.
It was fine.
And we found him.
You got to remember also, when you are in different countries, if you've never been, when you do these kind of things, they're not nearly as safe. You don't have to sign like 130 waivers like you do in the United States of America. Generally, it's like one waiver, or they'll just be like, just go ahead. You're good. Like, as an American, I've asked before, like, is there anything for me to sign? They're like, no, just get on the...
That's exactly what it
is. Because our country is so happy.
Yeah.
Facts.
When I did paragliding in Brazil, I thought there was going to be like a Bible of waivers. You're like, no, we got you, man.
Yeah, I don't think I signed anything.
Not one thing.
Burt Show.
All right, let's get Leslie on here because there has been some suspicious charges on his credit card. When we read this email yesterday, none of it seemed to make sense. Like, all of it was pointing to the worst case scenario. Hey, Leslie, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so you wanted us to test your man to see if he was cheating, and what has brought you to that situation right now, which we, by the way, did test him last night.
Yes, recently, my husband received a new position at work, supposedly temporary, but helping him to advance in his career, but it required a lot of travel out of town. And so the last 2 months, he's been traveling most every other weekend and even some midweek travel. And we do have a credit card, a personal credit card that he uses, supposedly, to be able to determine between his charges for reimbursement versus personal charges. Well, I figured out the password, and I took a peek because I just had that feeling, you know? So, when I did look at the charges, I noticed that they were all local. None for out of town, and they were for, like, local restaurants and some grocery stores, and even some charges that look like dates. And so, yeah, I wanted your help to see what this is all about.
Yeah, a lot of this doesn't make sense at all. So when he is supposed to be out of town, he is not out of town?
That's what it looks like.
The charges don't align. Right. I mean, if he was out of town, the charges would be coming from the city he's in, but instead they're coming from their city.
And it's not possible, and I'm just trying to look at best case scenario because I don't want this thing to go sideways, of course. We never do. But if you charge to Target, right, and you're in a different city, well, let's say on the credit card, like, okay, Target in New York City, not wherever you are.
I think it does. I'm pretty sure it does on your statement. It shows the city.
Because with ours, the way ours work, like you have that one line and then you can click on it and it opens up and it gives you more information.
Okay. All right. So you wanted us to test him last night because none of this made sense to you. Certainly didn't make sense to us yesterday either to see if he indeed was messing around on you. So with that, Kristen, what did we do last night and the results that we brought today?
All right. So with War of the Roses to catch a cheater, we sent a fake promotional email to the email address you provided us, Leslie, for your husband, offered him a free bouquet of flowers. He's able to choose from several options. There's Whoops-a-Daisy. Fix any mistake with a fun assortment of Gerber daisies, like pink roses, hydrangeas, and carnations. It'll be impossible for her not to accept your apology. Then there's Smitten. She's captured your attention. Now make sure you capture hers with this bold mix of hot pink hydrangeas, roses, and lilies. Next is Sunny Side Up, which is the way I like my eggs. Orange roses, pink and yellow daisies, and lush greenery. The perfect bouquet to brighten anyone's day and make everything seem just right. And then lastly, tried and true, Everything's Coming Up Roses. 2 dozen long stem roses, perfect for the one your heart desires. In exchange, she's asked to share some promo codes for a percentage off a future order with friends and family. We sent the promotional email at 10:19. a.m. Nothing. A second email was sent at 2:12 p.m. And then finally at 3:25 p.m., he did bite and he ordered flowers. And he ordered the 2 dozen long stem roses. He said delivery for Tuesday, January 23rd morning, delivered to a business address. And Leslie, he sent them to you for your all's anniversary.
How about that?
There we go.
Bet you weren't expecting that plot twist.
It says the card, the note on the card says, "Happy anniversary, babe. Love you bigger." In his name.
What does "love you bigger" mean? When you go, "I love you," and he goes, "Oh, I love you bigger," right?
We say "love you more."
Love you more.
Love you. Love
more,
you
more. I've heard of.
Is that the thing?
Well, yes, but it goes back to when we were dating. we went to this restaurant, and it was the first time that I told him that I loved him, and he, I guess, was a little excited. He said, "Love you bigger." And it's a little cheesy.
Oh, so you said "love you" for the very first time, and he was like, "Da-da-da-da, love you bigger."
And immediately, did you say something? Immediately, did you say, "Why does everything have to be a competition? I'm breaking up with you."
You know what? Well, I love you biggest.
I love you big infinity. I'm breaking up with you. All right, Leslie, so everything's great. I mean, congratulations.
Except for he's spending time away from you, and you don't know why.
Yeah. Yeah, that's troubling, right?
Well, yeah. But also, girl, we don't send the flowers. So next Tuesday, if you want to, like, send yourself 2 dozen red roses to your work so he's none the wiser, that might be wise.
But I do think you are perfectly within your right to go, "Bruh. Hey, bigger." I was taking a look at some of the receipts, blah, 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 and some of these aren't lining up. So what's going on?
Yeah, you got a mystery on your hands.
Yeah, you got a little bit of a mystery, but at least we know that he's thinking about you first when he's getting free flowers. So we got that going for us. So when you circle back with him, let us know what's up, okay?
I sure will.
Okay.
All right, bye. Love you bigger. Bye-bye. Love you biggest.
I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights make it spicy. My margaritas make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
The Burt Show.
All right, dude, some of you are trying way too hard. You're not working into your strength, I don't think, when you're on Hinge.
Yeah, just know if I'm ever virtually or physically in the city of Tampa, Florida, I'm being held there against my will. And this
somebody told me this a long time ago. It was a baseball lesson, but I think it goes in the dating world also. Follow me on this.
This is going to be your second to baseball analogy of the show, and we haven't even hit the halfway mark yet.
I'm trying to satisfy the male demographic.
Go for it.
Okay.
It's not even it's baseball season.
I am the Pat McAfee of the Burt Show. Just so you know.
Okay.
All right. So I'm trying out for a baseball team, right? And when I'm trying out, there was a scout there from the Cincinnati Reds. I'll never forget his name, Freddie Miles.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
This is a real story?
It's a real story. And he said to me, "Look, Bert, when you're doing these tryouts, what you want to do is you want to spend extra time emphasizing what you're good at and not what you're not good at." And old Freddie knew that old Bert wasn't the great hitter. So he was more like, spend time in the field, show me and the other scouts here your speed, but whatever you do, stay out of that cage, bro. It's the same thing with dating here. If you're really good looking, there is no reason to go on Hinge here and do one of these things. If you're not funny, if you're not quick, you're playing to your disadvantage. If you're good looking, let your good looking speak for itself.
Yeah, you're going to ruin your hotness with your voice and your answers. So on the dating app Hinge, you can answer certain prompts with a voice. So you can record it and you can answer a question, be like, what's your favorite sport? My favorite sport is baseball. And you can record it so someone can hear what you look or what you sound like. And it never goes well because these guys are just trying a little bit too hard. So this week I decided to virtually transport myself to Tampa, Florida, because I'm going to be there this weekend for my cousin's bridal shower. And I thought, hey, maybe at the very least I can find true love while I'm searching for these voice prompts. So you're going to find out just how bad it is in Tampa, Florida. Tampa has the worst kind of men. They're all like the white guys who couldn't make it in Miami. And they're just trying to...
They're Miami rejects.
If they couldn't make it in Miami, they go to Fort Lauderdale. If you can't make it in Fort Lauderdale, you go to Tampa.
So, the Miami farm team.
Yeah.
Oh, no, another baseball analogy. Three in the same show. No.
It is the minor leagues of Fort Lauderdale.
And then another one.
And then if you can't make it in Tampa, you go to Fort Myers. And then it's just this cycle until you get kicked out of Florida.
Got it.
So in Tampa, you're going to find out that these guys are basically just big man children. So that was actually my tease for the first audio. You're going to find out that they're actually big man children.
It's pronounced Brian. Some people like to call me Brijon.
Oh, no.
Dijon.
Huh?
Mustard. Muscle hamster. Mighty mouse. Pants pisser. Huh. The guy that pissed in his pants. The guy that at that one party pissed in his pants. Just the guy who's known for peeing his pants.
Okay.
Well, they are not calling you Chick Magnet.
No, they're calling him.
Certainly not.
They're calling him Brijon.
I know the next time I'm in the bedroom with my husband, muscle hamster's coming. Show me that muscle hamster.
Okay, the thing about when you leave Miami, it's probably because you couldn't make it as a SoundCloud rapper. So why not try and become a SoundCloud pianist?
All right, listen to this right here. All right. Thank you.
And the other thing about Tampa is that there's a really big farming population, and it turns out some of these farmers are a little cuckoo.
A few summers ago, I was at our second home on the Georgia coast and went down a trail in the woods and happened upon a big roaring fire in the little clearing in the middle of July, mind you. And standing by that fire was a Geechee witch doctor performing some type of a ritual. You can't make this stuff up. She wasn't too happy to see me, and so she proceeded to put a curse on me. If you want to hear the rest of the story, I'll tell it to you in person.
Oh,
okay. Okay. Imagine the tease, though.
He can work a radio. Yes. I'll go on a date with him, and I'll hire him to take my job.
And I like how you also threw in the beginning, as a woman, I'm like, he has a second home on the Georgia coast.
Oh, that's what she said. I was focused on the accent.
Yeah, me too.
Mance knows what he's doing. All right, this last one actually isn't from Tampa. This is a listener submission, so shout out to anybody who wants to share in the misery of the Hinge dating app problems. This person thought he would really bring in the ladies with his rendition of Mulan's Reflection.
No. Who is that girl I see staring straight back at me? When will my reflection show who I am inside?
Nailed it. I like this dude.
Absolutely nailed it. So if I don't find my future husband in Tampa this weekend, you know why.
Yes.
The Burt Show.
1 degree outside is cold no matter where you live. Now, I know we got Burt Show affiliate families in like Flint, Michigan, where you guys are like, well, it's minus 22 up here and we don't even have water.
Insult to injury. Ow.
So I know it's cold up there. I get it. Mobridge, South Dakota. I got some DMs from people saying, like, with the wind chill, it was minus 35 in Mobridge this week. We're up in Toledo. I'm sure it's not beautiful in Toledo right now. Wilkes-Barre, Scranton. I'm sure it's cold as hell, okay? For us, 1 degree. No, again, for anybody, 1 degree is cold.
Hey. We're up to 2 degrees.
All right.
We doubled, baby. Basically summer.
Damn right, balmy. So why am I bringing this up? Because two of the four of us are about to be outside stripping down almost naked in 1 degree weather. Kristen, take it from here.
We're calling it the freeze face-off. Bert submitted this idea. We'll forever be credited with this idea. So we're going to do pop culture trivia. Cassie has a bag with our names in it. Bert doesn't trust anybody anymore, so he wrote the names on the paper. He folded the paper, put them in the bag. Cassie doesn't trust anybody anymore, so she looked at the names to make sure Bert didn't screw anybody.
It's not that I don't trust anybody. It's that I don't trust Tommy. Who's mean, and he's mean to me.
What are you mean? So, I'm mean.
No, you're mean.
What are you talking about?
Cassie is the only one that I trust to do this, because you'll put four slips of paper in there that say, Bert. Okay? I know this. So Cassie is doing it, and she will do it legitimately.
Correct. All right, so she's gonna draw. She's going to draw two names. Now, the way we're doing this drawing is the first name is safe. You don't have to go outside in 2 degree weather and potentially get down to your underwear. The second name she draws, safe again. It's the last, this is a reverse drawing. The last two names left in that bag are the two people who have to go downstairs and do pop culture trivia. And the way that's going to work is we're going to flip a coin to see who gets asked a question first. And then Cassie's going to be the host. She has come up with the questions, again, because we don't trust Tommy. And
Tommy is going to ask a Hollywood question about key grips in the movie.
So we're going to go back and forth. So the first person to get asked a question, if they get it right, the other person has to take off a piece of clothing. If you get asked a question and you get it wrong, you have to take off a piece of clothing. And everybody should have exactly 10 layers on. That's including your sock, your shoes, your gloves, and your hat.
Okay, so we all have an equal amount. Okay, so we should start this. I hate the cold. I guarantee you I hate the cold more than anybody in here, man. I grew up in Southern California. I avoid the cold so badly that I do not want to do this.
Ain't nobody going to feel sorry for you. You came up with this.
Exactly.
Yeah, you guys in brainstorming meetings before, you guys have said, you know what, I just really want to do that.
Well, you know, we're trying to be like, you know, throw something that's a little different into the mix. And I'm like, well, this is different. This will be good. But then the time comes to do it and you don't want to do it.
Yeah. Nobody wants to do it.
I'm just here so I don't get fined, so.
All right, Cassie. So the first two names that are drawn are safe. The last two in there are going down there to get half naked.
All right.
Naked. Actually, more than half. Naked, naked, naked.
And we will be streaming this on Facebook Live, by the way, so you can join us there. Going straight in.
Not right now, but in the next break.
We're not
Facebook Living now, but in the next break. Oh, no, you're drawing now. Yeah.
I'm so nervous. I'm not even participating, and my palms are sweating.
You've got, like, the claw happening.
I've built it up so much.
Come on, Mo.
All right. First name, safe.
Come on, Mo.
KK! I can't see Mo's face,
but Bert's was an immediate. Damn.
Okay. All right.
I want to remind whoever has to go down there that it was not my choice to be the name picker. Don't blame me.
Kristen has already taken her hat off. She's comfortable in studio. Okay, this person is safe.
Abby is safe. Which means the last two names. Do I even need to draw them? Clearly.
Sorry, bro.
Bert and Mo.
Let's do this together, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So Mo and I will go downstairs.
It's called Turtle Head, boys.
I think someone, I don't know if you trust me.
No.
But we need to, how many layers did we say?
10.
We need to make sure you guys have on only 10 layers.
That's all I got.
So I need to check it. I don't trust you because you're mean.
Mo's soul has left his body.
Mo, are you okay?
No, not. Yeah.
It's not going to be fun.
No, it's not.
All right.
Yep.
All right. So we'll go downstairs. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Cassie, or I don't care who hosts the thing.
Cassie's hosting. She's going downstairs. She came up with the question.
Mo's got on a sweatshirt with a big K on the back. Stands for King. Today it's going to stand for cold.
That's your soundbite for the day.
That's all you got?
All right. We'll do it next.
The Bird Show.
Abby, are you nice and warm and toasty in the studio?
I have never been more relieved to be in this freezing cold studio. Because it's cold in here, but it's even colder outside.
All right, so if y'all missed it, we are about to play the Freeze Face-Off. There are two Bird Show members outside right now.
That are not us.
That are about to go head-to-head in pop culture trivia. Right now outside, it is 13 degrees. Windshield is making it feel like it's 2 degrees outside. It is Mo versus Bert. They will each have to answer trivia questions, pop culture trivia questions that Cassie has curated. And if they get it right, the other person takes a piece of clothing off. If they get it wrong, they take a piece of clothing off. There's only 10 layers to go through. I already hear the snots. Hey, Bert, how cold is it, my man?
Sucks. Really sucks bad. And I'm fully clothed.
All right, where are you guys actually at outside the building?
Right outside the main entrance underneath the carporty thingy. Can we just get this over with? Do we have to do the four plunge?
Please.
Mo, just got to check in with our second contestant. How are you doing?
Not well.
Okay. All right, so Cassie, Abby, and I are just going to sit here and stay warm.
Hold, Kristen. Hold. Before we even start this thing. Mo has already confessed that he's got one layer of clothing too many on.
I didn't confess that.
You did say that.
I just said I had one more than you.
I got 10. He's got 11.
They're under the drive-through thing at the front of the building?
Yeah.
Nobody can see that. Go out to that corner.
No.
All the cars are going by.
I'm not doing this for people on the road.
We're filming it, Tommy. People, right now. So, reminder, this is happening on Facebook Live. So, if you want to go to the Bert Show's Facebook page, you can catch it there. And also, we're recording it, so we will have video for perpetuity. All right, so Cassie, I'm going to hand it over to you. Abby and I are just going to stay here and stay warm, and I'm going to go ahead and let you take the reins and host our Freeze Face-Off pop culture trivia.
All right, Bert and Mo.
Okay.
So here's the questions I have put together. You should know all the answers. It's going to be a test of how well you listen to Entertainment Buzz, because all of these topics have been covered within the last couple of weeks.
All right, first question. Before we get into it, what's Entertainment Buzz?
There's this girl who talks about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce all the time. All right, here's your question.
Mo can't even make a joke right now. He's so cold. You're from New York, man. I'm from San Diego.
We have a lot of colds in New York, brother.
What female rapper is a correspondent?
Wait. Who's this for?
Bert. Okay. You go first.
Okay.
What female rapper is a correspondent for the 2024 Olympics?
Oh, wait.
How long does he have?
5 seconds.
4, 3,
Leslie.
2, 1.
Leslie.
The correct answer was Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh, I wouldn't have got that right.
I knew that one, too.
What are you taking off?
He's taking off his shoes.
Wow.
Shoes first?
Yeah, that's not smart.
No, yeah, it's not.
That is not smart at all.
What? Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Mo, you're up.
Yeah.
Simone Biles' husband made headlines this year for his comments about his wife. What is his name?
Oh, my gosh.
Meg Thee Stallion.
Oh, man. What is his name? What is his name? That's not fair because he's not the catch.
That is the right answer.
It was Jonathan Owens.
Jonathan Owens.
Take it off.
All right.
Take
I'm going
it
gloves.
Off. Take it off.
All right, so just to recap, Bert has taken his shoes off. Mo has taken his gloves off. They are both down a layer.
All right, Bert. Mo just yeeted his gloves at our Facebook Live camera. All right, Bert. What famous baseball player did Ciara find out she was related to?
Damn.
You said it wrong, Cassie. It's
Derek Jeter. Yes!
Oh,
Cassie! Which means Mo's got to lose a piece of clothing.
Jeter!
All right. I'm going hat.
All right, hat's off. Mo's down two layers, third's down one.
Hey!
It's a listener.
All right. Mo, are you ready?
Yeah.
Derek Jeter!
What family member will be playing Michael Jackson in the upcoming biopic, Michael?
His son, Prince.
No! His nephew, Jafar Jackson.
Mo is Jermaine's son.
Take it off.
You call yourself a Michael Jackson fan?
What's Mo taking off now?
He is taking off his jacket.
Okay.
And Bert is literally running laps.
Let's go.
All right, Bert, next question. What's the last is being possible jail time for going off trail at Yellowstone National Park?
What? Nash?
Derek Jeter!
The correct answer is Pierce Brosnan. Take off a piece of clothing.
Is he even considered a celebrity anymore?
Yes!
A-lister. He was gone.
Okay.
What are you taking off?
Okay. Gloves.
Gloves. All right, so just so everybody knows, Mo is down three articles of clothing. Bert is down two. If you're just now checking in and you're like, what the hell is the Bert Show doing? We're calling it the freeze face-off. The guys are downstairs playing trivia, removing pieces of clothing for every time one gets right or one gets wrong.
Mo's left the building.
I'm going home.
You're walking home.
I'm going home.
Okay. All right.
Mo.
It's been real. Yes.
Your question is, what is the name of Jonathan Majors' girlfriend who he credited with standing by him like a Coretta?
Megan Good.
Yes.
Hey!
Take it off,
Bert.
You're going to lose a piece of clothing.
Heat comes through the head.
Just trying to figure out what to take off.
Take off something.
How many more questions we got?
What's Bert taking off?
I don't know. We got to figure it out.
First layer.
All right. He took off his pants. The first layer of pants.
Okay. Got it.
Okay. Bert, you're up.
Yeah.
What celeb who's battling stage 4 breast cancer said they want to be buried with their dog's ashes?
Oh, man. Dog's ashes. We talked about this yesterday.
We did.
Derek Jeter.
Dog's ashes.
Sorry, the answer was Shannon Doherty. Time to lose another piece of clothing.
She has stage 4 cancer. You can't call her that.
I know a lot of people that have cancer that are nasty.
All right, the ski jacket is gone.
Okay, so just to check in, Bert has 4 layers removed. Mo has 3 layers removed.
Yes.
Before we go on, I want this disclaimer right now. Because I know some of you freaky women are going to be looking at a certain region. And I want you to, that's not fair today. That is absolutely not fair and does not represent who I truly am. Period.
Okay. Mo. Brad Pitt got paid $10 million for the movie The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. What celebrity co-star of his only got paid $150,000 for the same movie?
Taraji P. Henson.
That is correct!
Yes!
Is Mo crying?
Bert is in a fetal position.
All right, Bert, what are you taking off?
I'm so upset I hired you. Okay, hold. I think one of the top layers has to come off. Give me a sec.
All right. So you got to.
He's taking off his top shirt. And reminder, you can watch this streaming live at facebook.com/TheBertShow.
All right. So,
that's a bad idea.
Okay. Bert is down 5 layers. Why Mo is down 3. They each have 10 layers apiece.
All right, Bert.
What?
Let me let him get his phone. All right.
Oh, my God.
Up.
Look at my hands. Yes. Look at my hands. So shrivelly.
How many more questions?
Bert.
Yes.
Name one of the two main actors who play schoolmate in the movie Saltburn.
Oh. Keo.
I need a full name. Also, that's not right.
Oh.
First name, take it. Last name, off.
time is up. Jacob Lordy and Barry Keoghan. All right. You got to take off a piece of clothing, Bert.
Just think about that bathtub scene. That'll keep you warm.
Socks. He's taking his socks.
Oh, my God. He's barefooted out there.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Are you guys in there watching this on Facebook Live?
No.
It's amazing.
Okay. Yeah, I'm trying.
Okay. Bert's down six. Mo's down three.
It's coming out at the same time.
Okay.
Mo.
Yeah.
What annual major producing gig did Jay-Z take on in 2019?
Oh, come on. Super Bowl halftime show.
All right.
Good morning, mama. Come on.
All right, take another piece off.
Take something off.
It's all going to suck.
You do have a hat and goggles on.
The goggles don't count.
Yeah.
That was for comedic effect, and there's nothing funny about that.
Let me give you a softball.
You're taking the hat off?
Yeah.
Yep.
I literally... I can't feel my lips.
Okay, really quick. Hold on. Hold on really quick. Cassie, what is Bert currently wearing?
Bert is currently wearing some, like, long John style pants.
I can imagine how you do, yeah.
Honestly, thermal tee.
Okay.
I think I'm just going to be honest with you. I am turning my back on these ladies and secretly giving it a little bit of a tug here. So, you should be. I'm not laughing.
Okay.
Bert, what brand is Tiger Woods parting with after making $500 million?
What is he with?
What brand is he parting with?
Oh, Nike.
Correct.
F off. Come on. That was a
question. Oh, my God. I sincerely am getting cross-eyed.
I bet. You're barefoot out in 1 degree weather.
Mo took the top hoodie off.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, Lord. Lord Jesus.
Mo.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift is dating Travis Kelce from the Kansas City Chiefs. What number is he?
What number is Peter?
85.
Oh, it's 85.
So close.
You know what they're doing here? You know what they did? You know what Kelce did? Painted black against white today.
Is that what you said? You got the Tiger Woods question. I got the Travis Kelce question.
This is,
okay, you also got I'm the using... Megan Good question.
All right, that's it. I got to put my black card back. You're right.
Nah. She's trying to be divisive.
What question are you on?
Divisive.
Fine. Let's go with this one, Bert. What is the name of Ariana Grande's new song where she supposedly defends her relationship?
It is called... Stay out of my life.
I was looking for yes and.
Okay. If you're checking in, go to the Bert Show go to the Facebook page of the Bert Show because we're doing this live. I need you.
I'm down to like three.
Okay. Bert has lost eight. Bert has lost eight pieces of clothing. What are you wearing?
A shirt. Actually, I'm down to three. Nope. I can't even feel my head. A shirt and pants.
Yeah, your shirt and pants. You've lost eight layers of clothing. You only have two more to go. Mo's lost five. He's only halfway.
My name's on the show.
This is how we're going to ask the next question, though.
All right, hold on. We have someone to hold it.
Oh, this is going to hurt.
All right, here he goes. He's praying. He's taking his shirt off.
Dude,
it's
an
ice bath.
Yep, that's where I'm going.
Yeah.
Hold on, this will warm me up.
Okay.
Now I just want to get it over with.
Yeah.
Please get it right.
Mo, Barbie is one of the most popular movies to talk about. Who played President Barbie?
Right. Ryan Gosling.
Oh, I was looking for it.
God. You could have taken mercy on me and just got that one right.
All right. Bo is taking off a piece of clothing. He's taking off his overshirt.
Okay, we're playing.
He's got a t-shirt on underneath, poor dude.
Okay, we're playing freeze face off. The boys are downstairs playing pop culture trivia questions, removing pieces of clothing in 1 degree weather. All right, here we go, Bert.
This could be the last one.
Yeah, just end it. Just get it wrong and end it.
Whatever it is.
How about this one? Bert, who is Selena Gomez dating?
Selena Gomez is dating that guy whose name is...
All right, Bert, you got to pick off the last piece. You lost.
This is worse than the tortilla slap. Where you gave me a concussion. Okay.
Did he take it off?
He's working on it. Here it goes.
Take it off.
There she is.
All right, Bert Weiss is currently outside in what feels like 1 degree temperatures in nothing but his underwear.
He's got those tiny boxer briefs on too, black.
All right, you guys, get your butts inside.
All right, we'll see you soon.
All right, if you want to check this out, go to the Bert Show's Facebook page, and we're also going to post video later. Man, the studio feels... No.
Suddenly 61 degrees is a furnace.
The Bert Show.
Hey, The Bert Show.
Cassie gave us an assignment a couple of weeks ago. You know, and it's an assignment to flex appreciation, right?
Yeah, it's a little assignment to, I think sometimes, at least for me, I noticed the days were cyclical. It was never-ending dishes and laundry, or as I like to say, the never-ending laundry. Oh, no. Anyway, so I was like, I have got to break out of this because I cannot be doing this every day for the rest of my life. This is not what life is about. So then I realized there were little moments every day, and I didn't come up with this term. They're called glimmers. They're like the opposite of triggers. They're moments that bring you joy or peace or safety. And I noticed like once in a while I would stop and be like, oh, I really love watching. Like it truly is one of my favorite things to see the sunlight filter through leaves in the trees, or if it's stormy out to see the dark green of trees against a dark gray sky. Like I love it. And so I wanted to launch something called the Glimmer Project, where every day I would look for a glimmer in my daily life, something that brought me a little spark of joy or peace. But the whole point is every day you find beauty and joy in something. And then at the end of the week, it can be like you have this highlight reel of stuff that made you feel really good during the week, rather than a week of laundry and dishes and work and what are we going to have for dinner and mom. And so I did it for the first week. And it was stuff like there was a river with, you know, and they can be really dumb Hallmarky stuff. It's all about what you want. Like it was like a Saturday morning was a cup of coffee with like lots of sugar and some half and half, like that first sip when you're tired and you're like, ah, oh. It was my dog's white muzzle of her nose. It was sunlight through the trees. It was like a river flowing for a few seconds. It was driving through downtown Atlanta and seeing just different graffiti and images. And there's a big picture of John Lewis on the side of a building, or I think, and as well as I think there was one of MLK as well. And just driving through and seeing this stuff. And I'm like, God, that's such a cool view. And it brought me joy. So I wanted everyone to try and do it for a week and see if it changed your perspective slightly from the day to day.
So I didn't do it for the entire time, but I did do it a little bit. And these are the notes that I made. Just some backstory, as I've told you guys before. My house growing up was never the place where my friends were really welcomed. My parents didn't want kids in the house, including their own. So it just wasn't the place. Isn't there always one house where all the kids seem to gather, like the parents are welcoming and stuff like that?
Absolutely.
So Hollis, he walked in the other night. His school was canceled because it was so cold. And he found out early in the morning the night before. And I knew that because he literally came upstairs singing.
That was his glimmer for the day.
Right. So in the afternoon, he invited some friends over. And when he opened the door and they all came parading in, I just thought, this is really, really cool that I have evolved from my family and that my son feels comfortable enough to bring his friends around and I get to know his friends also. I thought that was really pretty cool.
That's awesome.
That's a huge glimmer.
Yeah.
I have a fireplace, and I've had fireplaces in my homes before, but I've never really used them all that much. I'm lighting that thing day and night now, and not because it's so cold out. It's just there's something that gives me peace fire gives me peace. And that fireplace being on every day and every night, it kind of warms my heart. And I had a weird one, and I've done this quite a bit the last couple of years. We had a drizzly day here a couple of days ago. And while everybody was running out of the gym with their hoodies on to get to their car because it was cold and it was raining, I decided I was keeping my hoodie down, and I was just going to feel the rain on my face and walk through it super slowly. And I did that. And it just felt absolutely amazing that even a crappy day that most people see like, oh, I can't get my hair wet. I just walked through that. I also didn't have any meetings lined up. just that I walked through it, you know what? And it just felt good on my face.
For me, I focused more on it this weekend when I was away at Costa Rica. And I realized that there are actually a few trigger sounds when I get away that actually do bring a glimmer into my life, but I never noticed it. One is definitely the sound of water splashing when you're at the beach and the waves hitting. It's a lot of surfing in Costa Rica, so that was really cool.
And it's not you peeing on a rock.
No, not that sound. That sound is not bad at all either. Okay. Think about it. The airplane sound, that little beep that the airplane makes when you know you've landed at your destination safely and ding. It's vacation time. Yes, I love that sound.
When everybody unbuckles at the same time. Yeah.
That my dude is a singer. He can't really sing. But he sings a lot. Like, you can hear him singing from the shower, even if you're staying in like an Airbnb with him. And he was singing a happy birthday to my lady during everybody's celebration. That gave me joy.
That's cool.
The birds in the morning when you first wake up and you can hear nothing but birds chirping and you see the pool and the trees. I love that sound. And the sound of ATVs all around me, just being on an ATV with your friends and just journeying. Those were all of my happy.
Your happiness is
sounds.
Very auditory.
Yeah. I didn't think about it like that, but it is. Yeah.
Who's up?
That's sweet. Okay, so I like to go for these walks in Chastain Park. And as somebody from Florida, we don't really get to see the seasons change very often. So one of my favorite things is to see how the leaves are changing as it gets colder. And so there's this one little part of the park where you go down and you're sort of like curving down into a valley, if you will, and there's a tree and a street lamp lit up next to it, and it just reminds me of like the little Christmas villages I would see on like the Hallmark Channel growing up that you don't experience when you're in Florida because everything's green. I also love seeing my cat curled up on the bed that's in the room where I do my podcast. It's so funny seeing animals act like humans. She was like buried under a blanket and she just looked like a little baby, and it made me feel less alone in my apartment. And then also it was raining this weekend and I turned on a new show. I had just lit a new candle. I got some coffee and I'd wrapped myself in a blanket. It just felt like a nice little cozy way to spend the afternoon by myself. So those are my glimmers.
So warm, fuzzy. How about you?
So I actually texted my first glimmer to Abby and Cassie, and it was a smoothie I got from a smoothie shop. And then my son, now when I come home, he tells me I'm mama's baby boy.
Oh,
and it's just like, yeah. So when he does that, my heart just fills with joy. That's a huge glimmer for me. Because my husband and I went away this weekend, out of everything we did, it was just the simple conversation and his laughter, like me being able to make him laugh and his, when I'm able to do that. So us sitting at dinner and I said something that made him belly laugh, and that was a glimmer. I took a bath this past weekend for the first time in forever. So just soaking in the tub was amazing. And then our Bernese Mountain Dog, Boone, we do this thing where... It sounds weird. I spread my legs and...
Oh, wow. That's Bart's glimmer weird. Project.
This is not with my husband. Was with, and he tucks himself in and I bear hug him and he just like, he just gets nuzzles in tight. And so we have like this special hug. And that was another one of my glimmers.
Right. Hey, The Bird Show.